Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries. We're doing another episode of the Suffer Well devotional series. There you are. Yes, that is the name of this devotional. There you are. And as we read this, we see a scripture. Colossians 1:27. The Messiah in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you meet a man and you inspect his every word, it should not take long before a determination can be made. Every loose word reduces the possibility. Every untamed utterance lessens the likelihood that his tree produces good fruit. What are you listening for? Every word must align with the word of Yahweh. Moses said, and Yeshua agreed, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Almighty. Deuteronomy 8:3 and Matthew 4:4. When men are living or not living by the word of Yahweh, you will know them by their fruit. Matthew 7:16. You can easily distinguish the quality of fruit because it is determined by the words often spoken. Sadly, most of the time it takes only a few words, perhaps no more than a sentence or two, to discern that the quality of fruit is poor. Every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. Matthew 7:17-20. And so you listen with spiritual ears. You filter the words of man through the Father's voice. And by knowing his words, by knowing Yeshua and the scriptures, with each new person you contact, you look and you listen. Can they sense my desire to know if you are in them, Father? Can they hear you? So many presume to speak for you, Abba. I long to meet the new ones who do. Each new opportunity is like a quest for the pearl of a great price. Matthew 13:45-46. I listen to their voices, but it's the source of the words that I am most interested in. And with each word I hear, I am reminded of his promise. Therefore, by their fruits you shall be known, Matthew 7:20. Longings burn within me. Where are they, Father? Where are the others like me? The ones who have seen and heard, you, the ones who know you, I plead and rejoice with the Father in these moments. In my absence, I cry out. The tree speaks for you, and the wind whispers about you, and the sun rises and sets. The brilliant colors about, though through the cloud, does not our beauty praise the Most High? I too cannot stay silent. If I did, the rocks would cry out. Luke 19:40. I dream of finding him in another. In their words, I dream of the day when even one soul would speak. And I listen, the words expressed and the sentences formed. Would you prick my conscience? Thoughts would pour forth from my soul. There you are, Father. There you are. And I would embrace you in my brothers and sisters. Behold how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity. Psalms 133:1. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as I read this about looking for people and their witness about how they are, about how they carry themselves, we need to think about how we carry ourselves. Not just how others present themselves to us, but how we present ourselves to others. So we could be looking at others and discern if that person has the fruit or not. But what about others that are looking like at you? Can they discern from you right away if you have fruit or not? So this is what we need to ponder and think about, the kind of witness we are to others. But let's look closer at these scriptures in this topic today as we look at Luke 19, verse 40. He replied, "If they kept quiet, the stones along the road would burst into others." We think about that a second. Think about that. If they kept quiet, the stones alone would be quiet. And think about that. These were Yeshua's followers, praising and proclaiming Yeshua. And when we present ourselves as believers of Yeshua, are we silent? Or are we happily and rejoicing in any situation without any embarrassment or any fear proclaiming Yeshua? Regardless of what the leaders say, regardless of what the Pharisees and sages think, we are out there proclaiming the good news of Yeshua with our praise song, with our joy, and with our works, with our words. That's the example we need to set. So when people look at us and they judge us, right away they know that there's something different about that person. Let's look at Habakkuk 2. We look at this chapter. It says, "I will climb up to my watchtower and stand at my God post. There I will wait to see what Yahweh says and how he will answer my complaint." And Yahweh's second reply, "Then Yahweh said to me, 'Write my answer plainly on the tablets so that a runner can carry the correct message to others.'" Carry the message of Yahweh. Do we get that? Carrying the message of Yahweh, verse 3. "This vision is for a future time. It describes the end and it will be fulfilled. If it seems slow in coming, wait patiently, for it will surely take place. It will not be delayed. Look at the proud. Look at the proud. They trust in themselves and their lives are crooked, but the righteous will live by their faithfulness to Yahweh." So here we see just the example of how we appear to others. You got the righteous versus the proud. You know, the righteous doing the right thing, the proud living in themselves. The scriptures say, you know, it says, "There's a way before each man that seems right, but ends in death." But Yahweh says, "Know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and a good and a hope." Hallelujah. His plan, verse 5 says, "Wealth is treacherous, and the arrogant are never at rest. They open their mouth as wide as the grave, and like death, they are never satisfied. In their greed, they have gathered many nations and swallowed up many things." You see, the fruits that we're looking for are not riches or big houses or expensive cars. No, the fruits of righteousness are the peace that Yahweh can bring amongst us and put on us, no matter what our situation is. Verse 6 says, "But soon their captives will taunt them. They will mock them, saying, 'What sorrow awaits you thieves? Now you will get what you deserve. You become rich by extortion. But how much longer can you go on? Suddenly your debtors will take action and will turn on you and take all you have, while you stand trembling and helpless, because you have plundered many nations. Now all the survivors will plunder you and committed murder throughout the countryside and filled the towns with violence. What sorrow awaits those who build big houses with money gained dishonestly? You believe in your wealth, you will buy security, putting your family's nest beyond the reach of danger. But the murderers you committed, you have shamed your name and forfeited your lives." And it goes on and on and on and on about this in this chapter. And then finally at the end it says, "But Yahweh is the holy temple. Let all the earth be silent before him." You understand where are we putting our trust? Where are we putting our trust? You know, and that's what the fruit is. That's where the real fruit is. When your trust is in Yahweh, you don't fear man by proclaiming his good word and witnessing to others. Matthew 7:20, "Just as you can identify a tree by its fruit, so you can identify people by their actions." By their actions, so they live in according to the word of our Creator. It's our responsibility and our desire and should be part of our natural continence, part of our DNA, to proclaim Yahweh. I tell people all the time, if you're standing on a street corner, a car pulls up, some guy pulls out, comes out with a gun, pulls it right to your forehead and pulls the trigger. And right before that bullet comes out of that chamber, somebody jumps in front of that bullet for you, dies for you, dies for you. I promise you, you will tell people about that for the rest of your life. You will tell people about what this person did for you for the rest of your life. Every moment you get, you would tell people. That should be our desire, because that's what Yeshua did for us when he died for us. You wouldn't be embarrassed to tell people or scared to tell people, let me tell you this amazing thing that happened to me. No, you tell everyone with no embarrassment. Well, then why do we get shy or put it on a back burner to tell people what Yeshua did for them? Not only did he do it for you, but he did it for them as well. Can you imagine your own personal bodyguard walking around with you, who died for you and will die for you over and over again until you get it right? That was a desire Paul had. The Apostle Paul, Brother Shaul. That's what he had. Saul of Tarsus. It says in Colossians 1:24-29, I am glad when I suffer for you in my body, for I am participating in the sufferings of Yeshua that continue for his body, the church. Yahweh has given me the responsibility of serving his church by proclaiming his entire message to you. The responsibility is to proclaim the message of Messiah, not just for the Apostle Paul, but for all of us. This message was kept secret for centuries and generations past, but now if it has been revealed to Yahweh's people. For Yahweh wanted them to know that the riches and the glory of Yeshua are for everyone. You see, in the translation it says, for you Gentiles also. Gentile doesn't mean non-Jewish. Gentile means heathens. Non-believers. He's for everyone. And this is the secret. Yeshua lives in you. This gives you the assurance of sharing in his glory. Hallelujah. So we tell others about Yeshua, warning everyone and teaching everyone with all the wisdom Yahweh has given us what we want to present to Yahweh. Perfect in their relationship to Yeshua. That's why I work and struggle so hard, depending on Yeshua's mighty power that works within me. That's our responsibility, to go and share our faith, to share our story, and to not hold back at all, and to let people know, to let people know. That's what we must do. We must share it. The Bible says in Mark 16, verses 15 to 16, go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes in and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not will be condemned. Preach to all the world. To all the world. Philippians 1, verse 6 says, and I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Yeshua. And 1 Peter 3:15 to 16 says, but in your hearts, revere Yeshua as Yahweh. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against you, your good behavior in Yeshua, may be ashamed of their slander. Do you understand what our responsibility is? We've been doing this Suffer Well devotional series for a long time now. We've went through so many of these. Are you telling people every day Yeshua died for them? Are you sharing your testimony with others? Or are you keeping it hidden? Are you telling a select few that already know him? Or are you going out and telling the world, those that don't know him, because his gift is for everyone, not just us. Matthew 4:19-20 says, Come and follow me, Yeshua said, and I will send you out to fish for people. At once they left their nets and they followed him. Mark 13:10 says, and the gospel must first be preached to all the nations. All the nations. Psalm 62, verses 2 to 4 says, sing to Yahweh and praise his name. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Publish his glorious deeds among all the nations and tell everyone about the amazing things he does. Great is Yahweh. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all the gods of this world. Do we understand? I love it. For when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast since I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 16. Have no fear to share the word of our Creator. No fear to get it out. Just like if that man came up and tried to kill you and somebody saved you, you would tell them, no fear to share the gospel of Yeshua with others. I pray that you're getting this and you understand this. The great joy that it is to share that with a stranger. I'm not just talking about people that know this. I'm talking about people that don't know this. I'm not just talking about people that want to hear it. I'm talking about people that need to hear it. You understand? I heard another story of a man that was getting held up in a big city. The guy had a gun or a knife. Give me all your stuff. The guy gave him all his stuff, but he also gave him the gospel. He shared the gospel with him, and the guy gave him his stuff back. Do we begin to understand the significance? It didn't end when Yeshua died for us. He wanted us to go and tell everyone, just like somebody told you. Matthew 28, 18 to 20 says, then Yeshua came to them and said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, the Ruach HaKodesh, the set apart Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you to the very end of the age. 2 Timothy 1, 7 and 8 says, for the Spirit of Yahweh gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So to do not be ashamed of the testimonial about our Creator or of me and his prisoner. Rather, join in me in suffering for the gospel, the power of Yahweh. There's no such thing about being in danger to share the gospel. When you share in the gospel, Yahweh will take care of your situation. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your Elohim. I will strengthen you and I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So as it says in Deuteronomy 31, 6, be strong and courageous and do not fear or be dread of them. For it is Yahweh, your Elohim, who goes with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. You understand the helper he gives us? The Spirit he puts upon us to help us. Do not be ashamed to share the gospel. The power of Yahweh that brings salvation to everyone. Everyone, all of us. We must publicly, it says in Luke 12, 8, 9, I tell you, whoever publicly acknowledged me before others, the Son of Man will also acknowledge them before the angels of Yahweh. But whoever disowns me before others will be disowned before the angels of Yahweh. In Mark 8:38, if anyone is ashamed of me and my words, in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when it comes to the Father's glory and the holy angels. We must remind ourselves always, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. We must be one of these workers. We must go out there and share the glory of Yahweh and live it in our example. Again, not just what we see of others, but what others see of us. 1 Corinthians 10:31, whatever you eat, drink, or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of Yahweh. Matthew 5:11-12 says, blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you. Because of me, rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Yeshua said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me. This is what we remember as we're going to witness to others and we're sharing his word with others. And that's what we're called to do. The Bible says, Yeshua called him out, come follow me and I will show you how to fish for the people. That's what we want to do. Isaiah 55:11 says, my word goes out from my mouth. It will not return empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I send it. Matthew 24:14 says, the gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. But first it must be proclaimed. And we must be doing it. 1 Peter 3:15 says you must worship Yeshua as the Elohim of your life. If someone asks you about Christian hope, always be able to explain it. Always be able to share with them. Always be able and prepared. And we do that by reading the word. We do that by praying. So we need to do this. We need to get this out. We need to share this. Matthew 5:16, let your light shine before others, and then we see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Do not be ashamed. The Rahadah Kogetz will help you. Go and preach. Preach it to everyone. Speak the truth. Speak the truth to everyone and tell them what he did in your life. It's so important to share this. It's so important to make this part of your daily life, to witness to others and share your faith. Are you ready to do that? Are you ready to go out there today and tell somebody, you know, Yeshua died for us. I just want you to know, Yeshua died for us. You know, we need to witness because, first of all, that's what Yeshua commanded us to do. Yeshua said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples, baptizing them. That's a command. You know, and the love we have for Yahweh should want us to share what he did for us. You know, it says in 2 Corinthians 5:14, Yeshua's love compels us because we are convinced that one died for all and therefore all died. Philippians 2:3-4 says, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but humanly count others. In humility, count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Forget about I and me and all this stuff. No, everything we have came from Yahweh, and that includes our life. And he preserves it, and he saved it, and we need to tell others about it. Yeshua is the only way. The only way. And a lot of people out there that need to know that. They need to hear it. It was a time in my life I was in great distress. I didn't know Yeshua. Somebody came up to me and they said, I know you probably don't know him. I'm going to tell you about him. And they shared their faith with me. It's something I never forgot. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but through me. Who believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever rejects the Son will not see life. For Yahweh's wrath remains on him. John 3:36. Share that with others. Share that with others and let them know. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned. Share that with others and tell them. Make a list. Go out there today and tell them. If you're on Facebook or Instagram or TikTok, go out there and share that message. It'll only take you 2 minutes to go out there and share it. Let people know. Who cares about how many followers you're going to lose? What about that one that says, I needed to hear that today? What about that one that was about to commit suicide that says, I needed to hear that today? What about that one going through a hard time that said, I needed to hear that today? That one's more important than all those followers you lost that don't want to hear it. That's it. How will people know if they don't hear? How? How? The scriptures say anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame, for there's no difference between the Jewish people or the non-Jewish people or the believers or the non-believers. The same Elohim is Yahweh of all, and the rich blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of Yahweh will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching it to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Yes. Glorifying Yahweh in everything we do, whatever we do, whatever we drink, whatever we eat, whatever we wear, do it all to the glory of Yahweh. All to the glory of Yahweh. Matthew 5:16 says in the same way, let your good deeds shine out from all to see, so that everyone praise our heavenly Father. And just remind people, where are you going to go when you die? What are you going to do when you die? For Yahweh says, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked. I only want them to turn from their wicked ways so they would live. So they would live. Yahweh did not send his son to the world to be condemned, but to be saved by the world through him and through Yeshua. That's what it means when it says that Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only son, and who believes in him shall not perish. Remember, Yeshua came the first time for sinners, but he's coming back for the righteous. But we first must preach the word around the world before he could return according to the scriptures. And Matthew 24:14 says, the gospel of the kingdom will be preached throughout the world as a testimony to all nations. And then the end will come. But the enemy tries to deceive us and blind us. It says in Corinthians 4:4, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so they cannot see the light of the gospel. And the disciples of Yeshua is the image. Now, if you were an image of Yahweh, now, if you were a blind person and there was some new operation or technology that can give you sight, you'd be interested in that, huh? Well, many people are blind. And there's a new one that can give us sight. Yahweh. If we need to witness to others to help them grow as believers. Philippians 1:6 says, and I pray the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Yeshua. And Colossians 1:10, so that you may live a life worthy of Yahweh and please him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of Yahweh. And then finally, witnessing helps you to learn more about Yahweh's word. That's been my experience. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, do your best to present yourselves as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed and who correctly handles the word of truth. And 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is Yahweh-breathed and useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness. Hallelujah. I pray this message touches you today. Go out there and share it with others. Until then, everybody, have a blessed day. Yahweh be with you, and shalom, shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33411. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life
Ministry. This is Rick Addison, pastor of the Grace Place Church. If it seems like life's getting more and more complex and you don't know where to find the answers, join us each weekend to discover what God says about how to really live. We meet for worship on Saturday at 6 p.m., Sunday 9 and 11 a.m. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.